Monday before Pesach, Shir 447, we are holding Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Tesvav. David had a choice to pick one of three things, and he chose that there should be a Dever on Klal Yisrael, and the Pasuk says, V'yitan Hashem Dever B'Yisrael Mehad Baiker, V'ad Eis Moyed. There was a Dever Mehad Baiker from the morning, Ad Eis Moyed, which Rashi says means, from the time that the Tumid is Shechted until it's brought on the Mizbeach, ad eis moyed, which is not such a long time. Ayamas minahami dombar be'esheva shiv melavish, 70,000 people died from the dever. The yishlach yodei hamalach Yerushalayim l'shachasa, the malach sent his hand over Yerushalayim to destroy it. He gets it that he was going to destroy Yerushalayim. Vayinochem Hashem al hara, the Rebbeinu Shalom was chayzer, so to speak, from the ra. He said, it's enough. Ata heref yadecha, hold back your hand. Umalach Hashem hoya imgeirin ha'aravna hayavusi. His hand was next to the geirin of Aravna hayavusi. This is a very important individual, very important guy, one of the most famous guyim in Shas, for those that know Tanakh. Aravna hayavusi. That's where they stopped. That's where Malach stopped. When he saw the malach that was killing Klal Yisrael, he said, "I did the aver, but anechi avesi." What did Klal Yisrael do? You should hurt me. That was his tefillah. That was part of his tefillah. Now the Rebbeinu Shlom anyway said to stop, but that was David HaMelech's tefillah. He told David, God came with a message from the Rebbeinu Shlom, build a mizbeach in the geirin of Aravna Hayavusi. Hayal David kidvar God, kashetziva Hashem. David went up. He went up because Aravna Hayavusi was higher. Like we'll see in a minute. Aravna Hayavusi was the place where the Beis HaMikdash was. His geirin was where the Beis HaMikdash was, the future Beis HaMikdash. So he went up over there, vayashkef Aravna. Aravna looked, vayaras HaMelech. He saw the Melech, vasavodav Oivim Lavanov, Olav, passing by him. Vayetze Aravna vishtachal HaMelech HaPavarza. He bowed down to the king. Why'd you come? David wanted to buy the geirin. That's how the magif is going to stop. That was the purpose of this hakrava. The Adoni HaMelech should come and be makriv what's good in his eyes. And he offered, the bokar should be an oila, and the merigim, which is the tool that he was using to chop the straw, should be eitzim, which the Gemara says you really can't use it usually, and it was a special heter over here to use it, because you're not allowed to use something that was used already. You're not allowed to use it for wood or for hakrova on the mizbech. Hakol nosan aravna hamelach lamelach, aravna hamelach, he's called aravna hamelach. Rashi says he was like the leader of the Yevusim. He gave it to the king, to David. The Rebbeinu Shlom should be meratzah you, should have rachmanis and stop the nagefa. So he wanted to give it to him. I want to buy it for a price. This is very important. The person thinks he pays money for yomtiv, and it costs money. There's a special inyan you should pay for it. David HaMelech said, I don't want to give a free oila. The Sfarim say that when a person does something for free, there's a special klipa, a special kechara, that's shalit on something gets free. That's why the Pesach can say, the Pesach can bring a person, gets an aliyah, he should give something. It shouldn't be free. You don't do mitzvahs for free. So David HaMelech said, I'm not going to do oila schein, I'm not going to do a mitzvah, I'm not going to give an oila for free. Vayikin David HaSagarin v'sabokar b'chesef shkolim chamishim. He paid 50 shkolim, and the Gemara explains that he didn't really pay 50 shkolim, and Divrei Yavam says he paid 600 shkolim, but he took 50 shkolim from every shevet. He wanted everyone to have a participation in this geirin, because the future Beis HaMikdash was built in this geirin of Aravna Hayavusi, and he paid 50 shkolim per shevet, which altogether is 600 shkolim, and he brought the carbon. Again, the importance of this geirin was that it's the place where the Mizbeach, the future Mizbeach, was going to be built, and the Haskalah was how David HaMelech knew, was because he saw that that's where the Megefa stopped. I guess we'll make a Haskalah on the Pasuk, the last Pasuk. We're not going to finish it because we're waiting for the Ziyah. Vayiven Shom David Mizbeach Lashem Vayal Oilus Ushlovim. David Hamelach made a mizbeach, and he brought oilus, and he brought shlomim, and Be'ezer Hashem, Erev Pesach, we will finish the final pasuk. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zeiche to start Malachim Be'ezer Hashem after Pesach, with a new haschala, with a new hischadshes, Be'ezer Hashem, in Yerushalayim Abenuya.
Amen. Amen.